what's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. On Wednesdays, we set down the front page for a wee bit to focus on something that's very important in many of our lives, and that is our parenting experience and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And Shelley Goldberg, former parenting reporter for New York One, is back with us, and she has been such a resource for me personally. Forget about helping all of you guys. She's helped me figure some stuff out over the last 3 years that we've been doing this. And Shelley, I'm very grateful for your friendship and for your guidance. And today we're going to talk about something that I think may be more common coming out of lockdown than it might have been going into the pandemic. And that is helping our kids focus a little bit more on what they need to focus on. What are your thoughts?
Okay, Kevin, thank you. So important is this topic. And because we're living in a world increasingly where there's so many distractions, you know, between the COVID and, in, you know, online learning and staying at home and the news, basically the underpinning, the foundation of most of our lives, including our children's lives, have been totally disrupted. And with that comes a lot of distraction. Now, I'm not talking about ADD. We can talk about that another time. I'm talking about kids who just wake up in the morning and are having more and more trouble focusing. And who can blame them? Really, who can blame them? So I did some research, and I want to send your listeners to a great article by a Dr. Shireen Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, on ways to increase concentration with your kids. And I found some great tips, and I want to share them with your listeners. All right, number one, you want to have a soothing environment, Kevin. So that means, you know, those zebra pillows or maybe, you know, the bright colors in the living room. For certain kids, and you know, you have conversations with your children, and you'll find out, is that disruptive? Is that, like, uncomfortable visually to any of your children? So soothing colors, sometimes a fish tank. Some kids like soft music, you know, played low in the background. Things that are strewn all over the place, you know, in the living room might be great if you're living alone. But for a lot of kids, that can really increase their distraction. So check the environment in your home first, okay? Soothing. Soft lighting. I was going to say, even the lighting can have an effect on certain children. And you can engage your children in the conversation, and they'll give you input too, all right? Number two, look at the games your kids are playing. You want to keep them away from the gadgets and the computers as much as possible, because all of those things reduce attention span, and they just make it difficult to focus. You want the thinking games, Kevin, the crossword puzzles, the memory games, the jigsaw puzzles, those wonderful games I used to love as a kid. What's wrong with this picture? You know, you look at a picture and you try to find what's wrong or what's missing, right? Playing the game of statues with your kids, where they have to stand and not move for 5 minutes. Right. Or actually, you can do it in the house. You don't have to do it outside. You can do it at home. Or playing a game of where you reward your kids to see how long you literally, they get a payoff, how long they can sit in a chair and just sit, not move. All right. Another thing you can do, Kevin, is you set up some items in the corner of a room. It's a kind of memory game.
Okay.
And then leave the room. The kids leave the room, and then they have to come back and recall. They have to recall after they study the corner, then they leave the room, and then they have to tell you what they remember is in that corner. You ask them the questions. So they have to focus in order to do that. All right. You also have to know your child's learning style. Some kids are better with auditory learning. Other kids need to see things written down. If you have a child that does better with seeing things written down, then putting lists and taping them to the wall is going to help them focus and be more organized. Music. Some music, sometimes there are certain kids where music is distracting, and other kids it's incredibly soothing and it will help them focus. So you have to know your kids. You want to also, Kevin, allow time for distractions. So that means your kids are focusing, they're working on a project, then you say, okay, 10 minutes, everybody up, let's run around the house. We're going to, you know, it can't be just one long extended 2 hour period of focus, because for most kids that's very, very hard and they're just going to get more fidgety.
Right.
You also want to use energy effectively. That means knowing your child's style. If they're morning people and they do well in the morning, then that's when they should be doing the task that requires the most focus. So study each of your kids and write down or make a note. This one does better at 7 o'clock at night. This one is roaring to go at 8 o'clock in the morning. But know when you can use the energy the most effectively. A good night's sleep, routines, healthy food, all of those things also work. Your thoughts?
No, I think that you're right. And my middle, who is 8, is the most inconsistent in his diet. He doesn't eat as well-rounded a diet as the other two. He just doesn't like fruits and vegetables as much. There's just things. I mean, we make him eat the minimum, but, you know, he could be eating more. And he is the one that, you know, gets most distracted when he plays a little bit of Minecraft on the iPad. We have to, like, really work to get him back to square one when it's time to go do chores and other things like that. He's the one that, you know, just has a lot of those things that you were just describing. And we want to keep him on a routine. We want to help him eat well. He's got different energy level. First thing in the morning, he's a little bit more groggy. You know, mid afternoon, he's kind of in his peak. And by bedtime, you know, he's kind of down again. So there's kind of, you know, there is a web and flow of the energy level, but it is something that we have struggled with. Our oldest and our youngest don't have any struggle with focus at all. The oldest is very set on achieving, understands he has to focus to make his goals happen, et cetera, et cetera. And the youngest wants to just, you know, run the world someday. So she's already just pounding to get at the, you know, whatever the bid is for the day. But our middle is the one that struggles with this. And I'm going to put some of these things to use because I think we could do a good job.
Okay. I was also going to suggest, Kevin, that it's dividing those bigger tasks into smaller ones sometimes helps. Having a reward system also helps, where there's either more praise or it's a gift or it's a
right.
book or it's a trip to, you know, to a store. So sometimes a reward system, and sometimes getting the kids themselves involved and asking them directly, what do you think would help you better focus?
Yeah.
Or what is it in this room that would make things kind of calm and almost feel like it's bedtime? Like, and somebody might say, there's too much light in this room. Could we?
Well, and I'm going to take a look at that, and I'm going to ask little Jonathan about that. But I do notice incentives work tremendously. So last night it was who can get their pajamas on and brush their teeth and be ready for bed first. There's 3 bathrooms. There's 3 kids. Go. You know, they all wanted to participate. We had great focus at that moment because there was an incentive on the other end of it for the prize of the winner. And I ended up giving some prizes to the second and third place as well. But anyway, Shelley, thank you as always. Great help for us today to help our young people focus a little bit better. And if you missed any of it, friends, go back and re-listen. The podcast is always free at SoundCloud.com or Apple Podcasts under Kevin McCullough Radio. Just look for the Parenting Express with Shelley Goldberg. Shelley, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.